his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. No, I just read that, didn't I? Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Sorry. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Having your loins girt about with truth. All right, you come up here, okay? Very good. Good job. All right, they have their loins girt about with truth. All right. Oh, there we go. Very good. Here, you want to lift this up, buddy? All right, there we go. All right, he's doing very good. All right, he's on his Christmas diet, amen? very good. Now, that's the loins girded about with truth. Next, we have, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Wow, there we go. That is very well protected, amen? The breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. There we go. All right, don't fall over. Good. All right. Those shoes look familiar. Amen. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith. There we go. The shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. There we go. All right, you see the step there? Wonderful. Excellent. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. There we go. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Very good. Lastly, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. That looks very protected already, doesn't it? Amen. They're doing a great job. And I think they're going to quote a verse of Scripture for us. Belt of truth.
Breastplate of righteousness. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. The shield of faith. Helmet of salvation.
There we go. Good.
The sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
Which is the word of God.
Word of God. Amen.
Come here, sweetie. Praying always. You can see
that.
Praying always.
Praying always. Amen. She's already starting to pray there. All right.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen. Hey, great job. Very good. Amen. All right. Can you see through there? You did a great job. They did a great job, amen? You know, I appreciate the children doing that and helping us visualize some spiritual truths for us like that, amen? They did an excellent job. I wanted to just take one quick moment to look at these verses of Scripture as we go into 2024. And one of the best things we can do for the future, which is unknown to us, amen, the future lays in God's hands. The best thing that we can do for the future is to be prepared. Very profound, amen. But folks, that is very, very important. We need to be prepared for whatever if we find coming at us in God's will for us in 2024. And one of the realities that have been mentioned in the Thanksgiving as well as the prayer requests already is the fact that we do live in a spiritual war. There is a conflict for your mind, your attention, your heart going on each and every day. Now the enemy, Satan, he cannot have your soul if you're saved here this evening. That soul has been bought and purchased, it's redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? But he sure wants to cause as much damage and misery as he can though. And notice there, it says in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the what? In the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. You see, because my willpower won't give me the victory over sin. My sincerity, my efforts is not what's going to get me the victory over the darkness and evil in this world or in my life. No. It is the might of Almighty God. And so that is already so important because it starts out as we put on this armor of God that the children showed us here each day by depending upon the Lord and the power of His might. Amen? Then notice, as it says, put on the whole armor of God. There's emphasis on the entire thing, the whole armor. You know, if you have one kink in your armor, so to speak, there's one opening somewhere. Guess what? The enemy is bound to find it and try to take advantage of it. That he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil is the schemes, the tricks, the deception that he's trying to use. The fact of the matter is that even in 2024, the enemy of your soul will continue to try to lie to you each and every day. Every time you open social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. Every time we interact in this world, in our flesh, there's constantly lies and deceptions that we're being attempted to believe in. And the Lord here instructs us how to withstand that, how to identify those things and rather live in victory, live in truth. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. The fact of the matter, folks, is sometimes I'm being asked, you know, as Christians, shouldn't we be more politically involved? Shouldn't we, you know, push this agenda or that agenda or be involved in some of these other things? And I'm not saying we shouldn't, but what I am saying is we'd be very foolish to make that our primary focus, folks. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood. Mr. Trudeau or whoever else you want to see as an enemy spiritually in your world today is not the enemy. It is the forces of wickedness that are behind the agendas that are being pushed on our families and our workplaces and schools and so forth. It is a spiritual battle. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Notice, God keeps emphasizing again and again that we're able to stand. A Christian does not have to be defeated. God has already given you the victory. We just have to put it on. We have to take it on, amen, and live in it and stand in that. Talks about the loins girt about with truth. The children illustrated that so nicely for us. What does that mean? Loins girt about with truth. What do you think? What could that mean? Yes. What's that? Practicing truth, yeah. Loins girt about with truth. Yeah. Yes. How about being honest? Being truthful, being righteous in that regards. Loins girt about with truth. truth is, I believe, the first thing mentioned in the armor, because the essence of all the fiery darts, the essence of all the spiritual attacks that may come upon us in 2024 are the opposite of truth. They're lies. That's why I believe it leads off with truth. We need to learn how to think and live in truth. To live truthfully, be honest ourselves, but also to think and live in God's truth. It goes on talking about the breastplate of righteousness. A preacher of old used to say, and I love that saying, he used to say, you can't really argue with a changed life. I think there's a lot of power to that. You can't argue with a changed life. When people see the difference in our testimony and our words and actions and attitudes that God has made in our life, it was hard to argue with that reality and to say, well, that's just all an imagination, or, well, the power of God isn't true. When God's power changes our life and we live in that breastplate, that protection of our vital organs of righteousness, it empowers our testimony and it defeats the attempts of the wicked one in our life. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does that mean?
Ready to go where he wants you to go?
Yes. Amen. Yeah. I think I like how you phrased that, Brother Darrell. Ready. I think we need to really focus on the word preparation there as well. It's not just focusing on the going and sharing. It's also of the preparing for that. Amen. We need to be prepared each and every day to be a gospel witness. God wants us, I believe, to expect that day he'll give us an opportunity to share the gospel. Amen. And then moves on here for the sake of time, the shield of faith. What is that? The shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts of the wicked one. Yes. Confidence in God, yeah. Okay. The shield of faith, yes?
Another passage, I know that God talks about him being a buckler.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of shield.
Yeah.
And so it's protection.
Yeah.
And with faith, we have power. And power to overcome the evil in this world. Power to overcome the second death.
Amen. Indeed. Yes. The shield of faith. What is that faith in? The Lord. Amen. Wasn't a trick question. The Lord. Indeed. And so, folks, it's not about my faith, about the strength of it or any of that. You see, it's not the faith that protects me. It's what that faith is in. The shield of faith, my faith in the Word of God, my faith in the promises of the Word of God, in the truthfulness of God's character, in the goodness of God. Folks, one of the very first things the enemy of your soul will try to attack you in 2024 and cause you to doubt is the goodness of God. That's why right now, before we start this year, we have to set down in our hearts and minds that, you know what, no matter what happens, I will utterly refuse to ever doubt the goodness of my God. Because I know whether in good times or in bad times, in easy or hard days, my God is good. That's the very essence of his character. Faith is confidence in the Lord and a power of his might. Faith is trust in God's word and in its truth. And then it closes off with the helmet of salvation. I love it that to protect the head, God refers to salvation. What will guard your mind, what will keep your head, the probably most vital organ protected, is your confidence in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, of your soul. If you do not know for sure whether you're saved or not, the battle is already lost in a sense. You have to know that and settle that once and for all, and have that confidence and that reassurance from the Lord. That helmet of salvation. You need to know that you know that you're saved and on your way to heaven. Amen. And you are a child of God. And I trust you are tonight. And then lastly, our offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ used to defeat the lies of the devil. He took what the enemy was whispering to him, and he lined it up to the Word of God, and then he responded and replaced those wicked lies, and he responded and replaced with God's holy truth, the Word of God. Folks, the enemy of your soul has utterly no chance against this holy, living Bible in your hands. Amen. And then lastly, praying always with all prayer. I often refer to that as the oil that lubricates our whole armor. Amen. You know, an armor needs to be consistently maintained, right? Otherwise, it gets rusty, it becomes unmovable and unwieldy. And prayer, I believe, is that oil that does that, so to speak. That keeps everything lubricated and running well the way it should. It keeps our hearts humble before the Lord. It keeps us seeking God's will for our life. And it keeps us in reliance upon Him for the victory, for all of our needs, for the protection of our hearts and minds. And so I really appreciate the children illustrating that for us here this evening. I think they did a great job, amen. And I thought about, you know, what thought should we go with into 2024? And I believe it is one thing in regards to our spiritual victory. It is that our armor comes from the Lord. He's already equipped you and me with it. All we have to do each and every day is put it on. Take up that armor that is already there waiting for you. Amen? And with that, you are and you will be victorious in the fight, even in 2024. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, I want to thank you so much for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Lord, I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness, your truthfulness, and your goodness. We thank you for your precious word, the King James Bible. Lord, we thank you for speaking to our hearts tonight. And Father, I pray that as we enter this next year by your will, Lord, we pray that you would help us to remain confident in you, to remain reliant upon you. And Lord, help each and every person here tonight to walk in your victory, in the power of your might, each and every day, clothed in the whole armor of God. Bless us, hedge us in, and protect us as we seek to obey you and serve you and follow your will, Lord, in this upcoming year. We ask for your blessing now. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.